Well, hello there, lovers, thrill seekers, and heartbreak warriors. Welcome back to the one and only, the sassiest podcast in town, where I dish out the juiciest scoop on love, sex, and dating. That's right, it's time for another electrifying episode of Situations with Sassy. I'm your host, the Sassmaster herself, Sassy Scribe, and I'm here to spice up your life with some serious sass and sparkle. So buckle up, darlings, because today I'm diving into the deep and murky waters of LSD. You know I love it. I call it love, sex, and dating, where every twist and turn is a wild adventure. Now, before I dive into it, I need you to get your favorite drink because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, regardless of what time you listen to it. And come on and cozy up with your, you know, your furry companion, your pet, or hey, you may have a stuffed animal, you may have a pillow, but get comfortable, sit back and relax, and maybe even grab your favorite cuddle buddy because I'm about to talk about mistress versus side chick. Now, this was a lively debate, as I mentioned on the podcast that I was on Wednesday. If you go to Sticks and Sticks on Instagram or Mr. Tap Dat Ash, Mr. and then T Tom A Apple P Paul, Dat D as in David, A T Tom Ash, like a cigar ash, A-S-H. Follow them. You can see them every Tuesday at 7 p.m. East, 6 p.m. Central. So the conversation became very, very lively. We were discussing the whole side chick versus the mistress. And you know, in the black community, it's always the side chick. And we felt like in the white community, it is called a mistress. Now, here's the issue. That there are people want to say levels to it. Mr. Tap That Ash felt that there was no loyalty. He doesn't expect loyalty in that type of situation because you hear a lot of women talking about being in relationships with married men or even men in long-term committed relationships that are living with someone, and they are 100% loyal to these men. So, you know, in those type of relationships, there's a complex landscape of connections. And each of them are nuanced and dynamic. And the two terms, mistress and side chick, you know, are a little bit entangled when it comes to extramarital affairs or non-monogamous relationships. Are a mistress and side chick or side, you know, or are may appear similar on the surface. They have distinct differences between the two roles. Both in their connotations and implications. So you have to understand the disparities so we can shed a little light on the intricacies of these modern relationships and the diverse ways in which individuals navigate them. So let me break this down, that what each term typically, you know, entails. A mistress is traditionally defined as a woman who is in a long-term extramarital relationship with a man who is already committed to another partner, usually his spouse. Historically, mistresses were often kept secret and provided financial support. And a lot of the ladies on the podcast, this is what we were saying, that they are giving financial stability. Most mistresses being kept women, kept, meaning they're not working. All of their needs are met financially. All of their needs are met. They don't fall short. So we don't give a shit about the bills he's paying over there. It's the bills that he's paying here. And you can't miss with these payments. Again, historically, mistresses are often kept and provided for financial support or other material benefits in exchange for their companionship. In many cases, the relationship with the mistress may be more emotionally involved compared to a casual fling or one-time encounter. On the flip side, a side chick, sometimes spelled as C-H-I-C-K, refers to a woman who is involved in a more casual or temporary affair with a man who is already in a committed relationship. Unlike a mistress, a side chick might not necessarily receive significant, see the difference? Significant. Mistresses are kept. I'm gonna repeat after me. I'm saying it louder for the people in the back. Mistresses are kept. Side chicks get other material items. Mistresses do as well, but those is typically all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. And again, with the side chick, they may get some financial support or long-term commitment from that man that's involved. Instead, the relationship may be more sporadic or based primarily on physical attraction and convenience. That's the difference. There is an emotional connection with the mistress. I'm not saying that dudes don't catch feelings for their side chicks. Please don't put it out in the universe that Sassy said that. What I'm saying is, typically, traditionally, when you think of a mistress, you think of an individual who is in a long-term relationship. And let me tell you, if that mistress is being kept, she's not really entertaining other men. If she begins to entertain other men, he fucked up on his job of maintaining and keeping her. Personally, Sassy doesn't understand being loyal to an individual who should be loyal to someone that they have paperwork on. But I know some women who are currently involved with men that are involved or married, and they don't entertain anybody. And let me tell you, they're not kept. They're not kept. He may slide her a couple of $100, a few $100 here and there. But for Sassy, it's not enough. First of all, I think it's karma. Dealing with a man who's committed to someone else. I think that brings karma on you, and karma always has a way of circling back. So when you think of this, the two dynamics, since we gave you the definition, I want to give you the key differences between the two roles. So one, there's a level of involvement. And one of the main distinctions between a mistress and a side chick lies in the depth of their involvement with the man in the question. A mistress typically maintains a more subtle and enduring relationship. It spans months or years, where a side chick's involvement may be more fleeting, as I said, sporadic. It's limited to occasional encounters or short-term liaisons. You might see him Friday. He might, if he's able. He might be able to spend the night. He might be able to carve out some time where he can, you know, take you out on a date. Maybe you'll go to the movies. Won't be in the town that you're in. He may have a quote unquote business trip that he may manufacture out of the, you know, blue, growing a hair out of his ass. And he'll typically invite you. You know, I shouldn't say typically. He might. And I take might and maybe as being a no. When someone tells me I might do this, or someone tells me maybe I'm available, that to me is a no. That's sassy. Too sassy, it's a no. But that's, you know, that's what that is. There's an emotional connection, and both ties involve some degree of emotional connection. The nature of these connections can differ in a significant way. A mistress is more likely to have a deeper emotional bond with the man, possibly sharing intimate thoughts, you know, feelings and experiences over time. You know, a mistress, she wants to know about your day. How are you doing? You know, you can vent to her. You can unload on her. She is there to please you in every fashion. But the relationship with a side chick may be physical, with less emphasis on the emotional intimacy or long-term commitment. So, you know, if I'm dealing with a dude and it's strictly sex, I give two fucks about your day. I don't care how you're doing. I don't care how you're feeling. We set up this time. We're going to meet at this place. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to, you know, put our clothes on and we're going to go about our merry way until the next time. With a mistress, she's cooking for you. She might even do laundry for you. She may pick up your favorite, you know, whatever your hobby may be. If he's a cigar smoker, she's picking up cigar. If he's a, you know, if he's a collector or enjoys various tequilas or vodkas or cognacs, she may get your favorite bottle, maybe a new shaving kit or a beard spa kit, you know, something that she'll give you. Where the side chick is just like, you want these panties? I mean, it's like, it's not really a deep connection. Again, I'm not saying that people don't get, don't catch feelings when it comes to, you know, being a side chick and being in those situations. But typically, if you fuck around and catch feelings for your side piece, then something is wrong. Something is definitely wrong. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but typically you should not be catching feelings for your side chick because you have these sporadic encounters. The third thing is the expectations and the benefits. Mistresses often expect and may receive material benefits from their relationships, such as financial support, gifts, or lavish experiences. Lavish experiences. I think lavish. I think 5-star, flown out on somebody's beach in the Maldives. You might be on St. Vincent. You'll be in Malta. You'll be in Capri, Saint-Tropez. Lavish. Not the Poconos. Okay, lavish. He might get you a weekend at Aquaba House, which is a beautiful black-owned bed and breakfast, and they have several locations throughout the DMV area. Whereas, you know, those arrangements are negotiated or implied based on the dynamics of the relationships, whereas side chicks get fewer expectations regarding material benefits, I had to repeat it because I know the people in the back aren't listening. And they may engage in the affair for reasons such as excitement, adventure, or the thrill of forbidden romance. Listen, anytime you're doing something that's sneaky, that's taboo, that can't be done in the light, it's always that extra element of excitement that your endorphins are flowing because you're about to, you know, you could possibly get caught. What if somebody finds out? What if you're out and you see somebody that sees you and sees you with them and know right damn well the two of y'all don't belong together? It's exciting. It comes to me. No, I'm going to save that for the end. So number four is the secrecy, see, and the discretion. Mistresses and side chicks often operate within that realm of secrecy and discretion, again, due to the taboo nature of their extramarital activities. The level of secrecy may vary between the two. Mistresses may be more integrated into their partner's life, requiring a higher degree of discretion to maintain the facade of monogamy in their respective relationships. Side chicks, on the other hand, are more easily compartmentalized, and they have less risk of exposure to the man's primary partner. Now, you know, there are some side chicks. When I was in a relationship and he was cheating, the side chick felt the need to reach out to me. And as I delved into that situation that he was in after we broke up, I kind of think I was a side chick, even though I was out there in public at all of the family events. So was she. For 7 years when I was in this relationship, he had this entire relationship, and I never once felt her presence because he covered me like a blanket. And you want to know, Sassy, how did he do that? How did he do that? He was able to do that because I was taken care of. My needs were being met until they weren't. So then you come down to the longevity and the stability of it. Neither of them are stable or sustainable in the long run. Mistresses tend to have longer lasting relationships as opposed to side chicks. The nature of a mistress's involvement may provide a sense of stability, albeit within the context of an inherently unstable dynamic. But side chicks find their relationships more transient. They're subject to whims and changing circumstances of their partners. In other words, if he gets an hour or two, he might call you up and y'all may hook up. Whereas that mistress is arranged. We see each other. I am kept. My expectation is to see you at least two or three times during the week. I need to see you more than on a monthly basis. I need to see you at different events. I need to have the experiences that you're experiencing with your partner, the holidays, if they're important to me. I expect Valentine's Day, and I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day because I think you should express your love 365, not just that one day out of the year. But Valentine's Day, I'm going to want some shit. My birthday, I'm going to want more shit. The holidays, I'm going to want extra shit. You see, and then I expect to see you and spend quality time with you on each of those days. That is the mistress. The side chick, you might get Valentine's before, you might get Valentine's after. You're not going to get that day if you get anything at all. Your birthday, you might get before, you might get after, you might just get a text. There is no level of expectation in that situation. And what I wanted to say earlier, what I started to say earlier, is that we look at these things as being taboo, right? When you look at them as being taboo, think of Pareto's principle. And you've heard me speak of this, the 80-20 rule. And I first heard it in Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married when they were discussing the 80-20 rule. And normally you only get 80% out of your partner. That other 20% you can't get. Because 8 and 2 is 10. 8 and 20 is 100. And no one gives 100% to another individual. Shit, you can barely give 100% to yourself between work and family and school and extracurricular activities. You barely give yourself 100%. So there should be no expectation of giving another person 100%. Level set that. It's 80%. But that fucking 20%, that 20%, that's that gray area. That's that taboo area. That's that area that makes it exciting, elusive. And you have a lot of people, a lot, men and women, throwing away 80% for 20%. And you see it happen all the time. They throw it away. They throw it away. And wonder what happened. They wonder what happened. You had 80%. And you fucked it up for that 20%. So that mistress, that side chick, even though these five bullet points that I just laid out may paint a different dynamic and a different story, is still 20 fucking percent. It's still 20%. That 80% is going to somebody else. That 80% is going to get a hell of a lot more. And yeah, mistresses may be kept. And they're normally kept by men that can afford that disposable income that is not going to be missed by 80 when he starts giving that other individual money. Let me repeat that. That 80% is not going to be missed. And the majority of these men out here who want more than one woman, one, don't have enough dick for more than one woman. And ladies, and they get over 50, and hell, some of them even in their 40s, can't do back to back. And as we get older, and I don't know about the other ladies, but as I get older, my libido gets hell of a lot more aggressive. I'm gonna be PC. It gets a little bit more aggressive. A lot more aggressive. So you need to really, I don't want to say check yourself, but you really need to understand 80 and 20. I don't want to throw away my 80% for 20%. And when I hear men say, well, men aren't designed to be monogamous, that's another show. I want men to understand that women get tired of y'all too. We get tired of having the same individual with the same five fucking moves and flip, touch, kiss, slap, you know, front, back, all of these different things that you're doing. It's a routine. It's a routine. And it becomes rote. And we get tired of it too. That's why when Sweet Dick Willie shows up, we can get a little dickmatized. That 20% fucks our mind up. And in both genders, something is going to lack in some way, shape, or form. It's going to lack. It most definitely is going to lack. So listen, while both mistresses and side chicks occupy a similar space within that extramarital affair or non-monogamous relationship, the differences in terms of their level of involvement, the emotional connection, the expectations, and longevity. You have to understand those disparities because they offer insight into the complexities of these relationships and the myriad ways in which individuals navigate intimacy, desire, and commitment. Think about it, y'all. Just think about it. You never know. You don't want to throw away that 80% for that 20%. You just don't want to do it. That is it for the Sassiest Podcast in Town. I am your girl, Sassy Scribe. Join me again for another episode of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And guess what? I'm on a new network, WPB Media Networks. Check us out. Peace.